You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome some newcomers to our beautiful studios in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. We have with us today members of the Chaminade Club. I'm sure some of you at home are going, oh, the Chaminade Club, what's that about? Well, we're going to find out. We have two representatives here. First, the Supreme Commander, Rosalind Schwa, is here. She is the president of the Chaminade Club. Welcome, Rosalind.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us here today. And the person that is probably responsible for this little interview today, because she is a regular at the Chaminade Club performances, helps out in lots of ways. Deirdre LaValle is here. Welcome, Deirdre.
Thank you, Mike.
Great to have you with us. And we're going to find out all there is to know about the Chaminade Club, which is in Providence, Rhode Island, and meets at the Mary Kay Hale Music Mansion. But before we get to that, Roz, let's talk about your background a little bit. A lot of Rhode Islanders and people all over know who you are, because you've been teaching for more than 5 years now, right? And it's been a while. You've been a teacher at Providence College.
More than 30 years.
More than 30 years. See, I wasn't going to go there, but that's all right. Okay. 30 years at Providence College, yes. Teaching what?
Music. Piano, academic courses such as music history, theory, all of that. And I was chair of the music department for about 14 years and served in many academic committees.
Wow. So Providence College history. And Deirdre, you're at the Community College of Rhode Island on staff there?
Yes. And yes, I am. And my love of music started when I was very young. I studied classical piano when I was growing up and performed at the Music Mansion, which we'll talk about in a little bit, almost twice a month for many, many years.
Many years, twice mm-hmm. a month. So the Music Mansion has a long history. For those of you that are regulars to Conducting Conversation, you know that I have a very close tie to the Music Mansion for the last 16 years now. But first, let's get, now that we know who the players are, to the fact that the Chaminade Club represents a composer, correct? Is that...
Yes.
A female composer,
yes,
which is unusual for classical music.
Cécile Chaminade was a French composer and pianist, and she was born in 1857. She performed extensively in England. When she was growing up, Georges Bizet was a neighbor who encouraged her parents to enroll her at the conservatory, and her father disapproved of that, so she was taught at home.
Hmm.
She began composing when she was 8 years old, and as I said, she then went on to perform in England. She did tour the United States, and she toured the United States in 1908. And while she was rising in stature as a performer and a composer, many clubs in the U.S. started. There were about 200 Chaminade clubs in the United States. And the Chaminade Club in Providence was started in 1905 by Mary Kay Hale.
And that's a tie-in to the Music Mansion, which is the Mary Kay Hale Music Mansion. Okay, we'll see how all that ties together. We'll find out a little bit more about this, but we want to get to some music right off the top here. And Roz has brought some CDs with her to give us some examples of some of the kind of things you might hear at a Chaminade Club performance. And we're going to start with Lang Lang. Is that correct?
Yes. Lang Lang is a Chinese pianist who is now a very hot pianist in the world. And we thought, since this is the bicentennial of Liszt, Franz Liszt, we thought we should play the Liebestraum, which is called The Dream of Love. It's a beautiful piano solo piece with a lot of fancy ornaments.
Okay, well,
and a beautiful melody.
We'll give that a listen now and then be back with more. There we have beautiful music coming our way by way of the Chaminade Club. And What is the purpose of the Chaminade Club? How does that come into play?
Well, the Chaminade Club is a music club, and what we do, we provide free music for the public and free of charge about 7 times a year. And these concerts or musicals are performed by local artists. Mm-hmm. Some of them are professors at local colleges like CCRI, URI, Brown, PC, Wheaton College. And a lot of them are also freelance musicians. Some of them are piano teachers or teach at home. So they are they're wonderful musicians who come to give their time for us.
And so, for example, if I was a piano person and I wanted to join the club, I would come and play on occasion for the club. So we play for each other, that type of thing?
Well, first you have to audition for the board.
Oh, you want people that are good.
That's right.
So I probably wouldn't be playing the piano.
First you have to audition for us, and the board invites you to be a member, a performing member. Mm-hmm. But we also have non-performing members who are great supporters, and they're the ones that really help us out with baking and donation and other aspect like cheering, like being the hostess and being the greeters.
Okay.
You know, with musical.
But the purpose of the club is to keep good music, if you will, classical
yes.
music
classical
alive.
Music. Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
So that's a great purpose, and certainly one that would be appreciated by our audience here on Rhode Island's only classical station. That's probably very appropriate to be talking about that.
Yes.
All right. We'll get into how you might become a member and some of those things. We'll talk to Deidre about that in a moment, but let's get to the next piece of music that we have, that something in order to be classical sometimes has a little bit of a new twist, and here's a name that's very modern and popular right now, performing on this next piece. Tell us about this, Ross.
This is Andrea Bocelli, whom everybody know, singing Lochi Sorrow. He wrote the lyrics himself, and Lang Lang on the piano.
All right, here we go. And then we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more of the Chaminade Club.
Sai che domani non mi troverai, non è mia la colpa, è la vita che mi porta via da te. Ogni volta che sentirai un pianoforte ti ricorderai le nostre ore insieme a giocare e ascoltare musica. So sarai felice al cielo, griderò.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the Chaminade Club of Providence. And Deidre, I would ask, are there other Chaminade Clubs other than just Providence, or is this the one and only?
There are other Chaminade Clubs. There is one that is our neighbor, actually, in the Attleboro area. Mm-hmm. And so there, it is a different club, and we are focused mostly on the Providence area, the Rhode Island area.
Rhode Island in general. But you have an interesting website. Your website is chaminadeclub.org.
Yes.
So no Providence, no RI.
No, so just chaminadeclub.org.
You kind of capitalize the whole worldwide group of organizations. You've got the best website. And I would encourage people to go to the website. You can learn a lot more from there, obviously, and find out about the club. And there's some interesting history in there about the Music Mansion, if you want more about that. The Music Mansion's located on the east side of Providence, and it's been in existence since 1928, opened in June of 1928. And I can remember that day very well. No, I wasn't. I really wasn't there. But it's a great facility, and check that out. Roz, when we talk about the music and the musicians, You have a board of directors, or how does the organization function when you say you have to audition?
Yes, we have a board, and the board is made up of the officers and committee chair, and a lot of them are performers, and some of them are non-performers, but they're great supporters. And so we have vice president, publicity person like Deirdre Lavallee here, treasurer, recording secretary, scholarship treasurer, and key committees and yearbook committees, all of that.
Okay.
A lot of. And so when we audition somebody, they come and play for us, and we meet once a month at members' home and before some of the musicals.
So a little, a smaller meeting, not at the mansion.
Smaller. Nope, not at the mansion. We go to people's home, the board members' home, and then we sometimes have lunch or have a tea before our meeting. Or
okay.
After our meeting, yes.
Now, the Chaminade Club meets several times in the fall on Sunday afternoons and several times in the spring. And was it always on Sunday afternoons?
Well, for many, 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 many years, I think since 1905, it's been on a Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
Yeah, that's when women probably weren't working, and they would have the concert at the music mansion mm-hmm. when the music mansion started. And I remember attending a lot of them on Thursday. But then when people start working, so we change it to Sunday. I think it's been Sundays about 30 years.
So Sunday afternoon.
At 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. And Deirdre, about how long is an average concert go so someone has some idea of involvement of time?
It runs to about 4 o'clock.
So just 2 to 4. Okay.
Yes.
So 2 hours of beautiful music, and that's great. And is there a membership fee involved in if you wanted to come, or how does that work? I know that nothing at the Music Mansion can be charged at the door, so it's kind of a donation type thing, right?
Yes, we do accept donations. All the performances are free to the public, though.
Okay.
We do encourage people to become members, and a membership fee is $20 per year. So for $20, someone can join the Chaminade Club, support the Chaminade Club, attend the concerts, all 7 concerts, and the hospitality after each concert. And
wow,
and
for $20 for 7 of those events, that's probably the hottest deal in town. So that's amazing.
And they also get a directory for the $20 that has all the information of the dates of the musical, the board meeting, and all this, the members.
All the members are listed in there, so you get to find out who everybody is or how to get in touch with them if you're looking.
Right. The past, present, so it's a wonderful deal.
What a deal. What a country. All right, let's get to some more music. And what have you brought for us now?
And now we're going to play something by Cécile Chaminade.
Oh, that would be good,
yes.
Since that's the name of the club.
Yes, it is, and it's called Theme and Variation in A, Opus 89.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
one would think that this music, which is not written in the last few years, and might attract an older group of people that have been listening to this kind of music for a long time, but that's not necessarily the case. Roz, you've been teaching music for a long time, so young people coming up are appreciating this kind of music, right?
Yes.
And you do your part in the Chaminade Club to help sustain that.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, we have an annual Scholarship Music Festival, and this festival is really just for the students of our members who are teachers in colleges, high schools, or private teaching. The students may enter, and we have a whole repertoire requirement, so the students will learn about a whole sonatas for pianists and something from the Baroque, something from the Romantic era, and something from post-1890. So they have to have it polished like they play in the recital. And so they would come and play for us at a certain date, and it gives them a chance to learn an entire repertoire. And then after they play, they're given a comment. They have a judge. We have judges to give them a written comment and a rubric number to decide how much, you know, award they receive. And our award are from our very generous benefactors. They're members and past presidents of the club. And we call them the Scholarship Endowment Funds. And they receive at least a couple hundred dollars per student, mm-hmm, for their effort, for their time. And a lot of them use the money to pay for the lessons, to buy music, or to go to music camp. And then some of the best students, we invite them to come back and play for us on Sundays in our musical, when we have adults and the professional, and sometimes play with their teachers at the same program. So it's a wonderful exposure for our students, and some of them are from age 12 to college student to 22 years old, and they play beautifully. So we invite them to come and play and join us on Sundays.
Excellent, excellent. And if they're really good, they can move in with you and live free.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And I know over the years there's been some amazingly talented young people that have gone through that.
Yes.
It's always interesting to listen to how great they have become. Let's go to another piece of music, and this is Mozart.
This is the Mozart Piano Sonata for violin and piano, the Allegro movement. And this is one of the pieces that I will be performing on October 2nd with Alexis Shabalin, who is a freelance violinist from Russia. And he teaches at the music school here in Providence and Providence College, and also conducts the orchestra at Providence College. A wonderful, vibrant violinist.
So next Sunday's performance at the Music Mansion, you get to hear Roz, so don't miss that. We'll listen to this piece now. Then take a short break and be back with more of the Chaminade Club. Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with the Chaminade Club of Providence. And Roz, before we took this little break, you were talking about the fact that you'll be performing next Sunday at the Music Mansion on the east side of Providence. Tell me some of the other people that will be with you that day.
Yes, our musical is not a solo concert by one particular artist or performer. It's usually a group of people, some pianists and instrumentalists and vocalists. So we just split it up to all the 7 months that we have here. For this month, on October 2nd, we have Alexis Chabalin, violinist, and I'm accompanying him. And Patricia Shichi, who is an oboist, and Anne Gasper, flute, and Mike Quickler, piano. They're doing a trio. And they are all teachers at Providence College. And Mary Ellen Quickler, a flutist, and Mike Quickler, her husband, is a pianist, playing flute and piano together. And Mary Ellen Quickler is a faculty at Rhode Island College. And so the other months are in November, December, February, and March, and April. And each month are different. Some months we have singers, jazz pianists, English horn player, flutists, piano, some students, performers, and at the very last concert before our Presence Day concert, which I'm going to explain in a minute, April 1st is our last concert before the Presence Day concert. We're going to do a piano quintet by Schubert called the Trout Quintet with some of the members of the club, and there will be other pianists and singers also. Now, just to give you a little background of what the Presence Day concert is about, that's always in May, the last of the season, and we especially invite special performers, and there we had, in the past, we've had Mia Chang, pianist, the Triple Helix, Noel Velasco, tenor, and Shishi Velasco, soprano, to perform for us, and Dr. Raymond Jackson, who is a native of Rhode Island and now teaching at Howard University. And this coming May 1st, our performer will be William Freed, who is a son of our member, was my student when he was in high school, and went to Brown, studied with Arlene Cole, went to New England Conservatory, and now he just finished his doctorate at University of San Diego and just had a new baby. So he's going to perform for us this May.
Excellent. That's a lot of information. So we'll try to make sure that we recap that a little bit for you later on. But let's now go to the next piece of music and tell us what that's going to be.
And I believe that's going to be the Schubert Trout Quintet, the Scherzo Movement.
Here we go. Thank you. as I say, time flies when you're having fun, and we had a great time this evening listening to some great music that was provided to us by the Chaminade Club from Providence that meets at the Mary Kay Hale Music Mansion on Meeting Street, on the corner of Meeting Street and Congdon on the east side of Providence. And next Sunday at 2 o'clock, you'll get to see Roz perform, and you'll get to meet Deidre in person. And Deidre has 8x10 glossies of herself. She'll autograph for you if you come in. So that'll be great. So don't miss any of that. That'll be a fun time at the mansion. And some of the other things we just want to clarify, we did talk about if people want to become performing members of the Chaminade Club, they had to audition. But, in fact, if you just want to come and listen, that's someone that's like a sponsor of the club, right? They just come and they participate by listening and becoming a member and helping out that way. Deidre, thank you so much for setting all this up and coming in, bringing all this to us.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike.
It's great to have you here, and hopefully we'll do this again. Maybe we'll do it for the Spring President's Concert or something when we have a little more information about that.
We hope so.
And, Roz, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us.
You're welcome. We're happy to be here, and we want the public to know that they're very welcome to come to any one of our musical, and we welcome them, and they will have a wonderful afternoon with good music.
That's great, and that is Chaminade, Chaminade club.org. Very easy website to remember. Just Google it if you can't remember and check it all out. Information about the mansion itself and about the club and all the wonderful people that are involved with this and the scholarship information. Everything you want to know is on that website. Anything else you want to say, Roz, before
we
take off?
Well, if they are non-performers, we welcome them to come and be members. We always have sign-up sheet at each Sunday, and they can sign up if they're interested in being a member, a family of the club, and that's all we need to know, and
there
we're happy to have them.
Excellent. All right, we're going to go out with one more piece of music. This one is a little bit lengthy, so we won't get to listen to the whole thing, but we'll listen as much as possible. What is this going to be, Rod?
It's the movement of the quintet, piano quintet by Schubert called The Trout, and this is the theme and variation, and you will recognize the theme. It's very popular.
All right. See you next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.